WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. BTU customers will be paying a share of building new electric transmission lines throughout the state. General Manager Gary Miller recently told the City Council the construction cost has been estimated at $7 billion.
Primarily due to what is called CREZ, Competitive Renewable Energy Zone. And really what that is, it's the building of a lot of large transmission lines to get wind energy from West Texas into the load centers like Dallas-Fort Worth, Austin, San Antonio, and on into our area and Houston, the Houston area.
BTU's share has not been determined and won't be until after October 1st. But for future preparation, the BTU board has recommended adding a line item to customer statements showing what they'll be paying for that construction. Miller says base rates will remain the same. Three Bryan men with lengthy records of traffic offenses were arrested over a 12-hour period last Thursday and are out of jail after posting bonds.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says a patrolman caught 28-year-old Paul Sims Jr. cutting through a parking lot to avoid a red light at 29th and Villa Maria.
Found out that he has numerous convictions for driving while his license was invalid. They arrested him for that charge, and also he had like four children in the car, and two of them weren't in their safety seats. So he was also arrested for two counts of child safety seat violation.
Sims, who has 24 prior traffic convictions and enforcement actions, was also arrested for showing a fake insurance card. In a separate case, 32-year-old Alan McBrewer, who has 21 priors, was arrested for driving with a suspended license. That's after pulling over to let a patrol car pass during the midnight hour, then parked at the back of his car still in the street. And 33-year-old Angel Hernandez, who has 18 priors, was arrested for not having a valid license after officers say he did not signal a right turn. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Next month, the College Station School Board will consider what to place on a bond issue this November. One possibility is a new aquatic center, something recently discussed by school officials and the City Council. Mayor Pro Tem Carl Mooney says he's been approached by natatorium supporters since he was elected.
Does our community need it? Well, the voters need to decide that. And as a council person, as Mayor Pro Tem, I have a responsibility that when enough groups over a two-year period keep asking to talk to me about a natatorium to listen. And I was the one at a council meeting to bring it up for discussion. And that's where we're at right now.
The most expensive proposal calls for a $32 million facility with operation costs of $500,000 a year. 3 months since the West Fertilizer Plant explosion, volunteer opportunities continue. Karen Burnson at the West Long-Term Recovery Center says there are projects for individuals and groups.
We know that ongoing throughout the summer, we're going to need mowing. We had a couple of mowing days, and they were great, but we haven't had mowers around in a while. And with all the wonderful rain we've gotten, we're going to have another mowing Saturday. So, you know, bring your mowers and call up. Don't just show up, but call up. And we can probably set you up with some residents who could use your services.
More information about volunteering and making financial contributions is on the center's website, which you can find by going to WTAW.com. And in addition to finishing up special session business, state lawmakers are also hearing from candidates for statewide office. Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station says it was an especially busy week.
All the attorney general candidates have contacted us. Greg Abbott has been in constant contact with our team, wanting to know where we are and where we stand. And the lieutenant governor, wow, that's a tough race. Obviously, you have Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst still in the race, and Todd Staples, ad commissioner, and all the things I've done with mine. You know, he and I have developed a very good relationship. Jerry Patterson, another Aggie. That's going to be a tough race.
Cassell and others continue to await the outcome of recommendations from a conference committee to work out a proposed constitutional amendment to provide more state highway money. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 78 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zwirneman Flooring Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zwirneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zwirneman Flooring. Zwirneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Thank you for making RV Station the fastest growing RV dealer in the area. Folks at RV Station know that you work hard for your RV and you deserve the best. And at RV Station, they stock only the best brands like Jayco and Rockwood and Puma and Raptor. Brands that are built to last for decades. And right now at RV Station in Bryan, you can get a brand new 2013 Puma bunkhouse for only $16,500. Stock number is 1546. Need something that's even a hotter deal than that? Then take $20,000 off a new 2013 Keystone Raptor 300MP toy hauler. Now, this is the number one selling toy hauler in North America, and it's sale priced now at $52,995. The stock number there is $2,397. Financing is available with approved credit. The best prices in the country on the best brands. Go to RV Station online or come by and visit them at RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway. Eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Good morning. It's 7:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF.
Sunshine and very warm weather in the forecast for this week. High pressure stretches across the Gulf of Mexico and into the eastern part of Texas this morning. All that sun will lead to a high of 95 today. Could see a passing storm, a little bit of a breeze today. Generally clear tonight, a little breezy, 75 overnight. There'll be sunshine tomorrow. It'll be 95 to 100. More sunshine and we're back up to 95 to 100 during Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Astros, Bombers, and Rangers baseball. We'll also get you caught up with the British Open and the Tour de France and more. We'll do it with sports, and we'll do it for you here at about 7:50.
You know, I don't know if Phil Mickelson is as nice a guy as he seems to be.
Gosh, I sure hope so, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's obviously he's gone through some personal trials and tribulations in his family and some health stuff. And the thing, I haven't liked Tiger Woods from day one. I mean, I just haven't. And I'm just a contrarian when it comes to that. And, you know, for years we continued to know, how did Tiger do, even when he finished six strokes off the pace or whatever. And, you know, it was they were preparing for the final day. There's Tiger crouching only two strokes back, and he pretty much had a bad round. And here's Mickelson, what, four of the last six? Bogey, I mean, birdies on four of the last six holes,
yeah.
Something like that.
He played out of his brain.
And it feels good. You know, when you have a guy like that as the face of your game, I just think it's a better deal.
And you got to kind of feel bad for Lee Westwood, who at one point was up three and just crumbled.
Well, and Mickelson's done that before,
oh.
You know, without a doubt. So
more than once.
But for him to do that, and he was so gracious in his acceptance of the cup. I mean, it was just, you know, he makes you feel good.
He understands the history of the claret jug.
Yeah.
As did Tiger. Like him or not, they both really, really know the history of the game.
It's the game, right?
And,
it's the home.
You know, that's the Open, not the U.S. Open, not the British Open. They just call it the Open.
So anyhow, I'm glad that he won. I'm good about that. Most folks got some rain yesterday, some more than others, as generally happens, but at least we got some rain. And there'd been all sorts of thunder all around us for a couple of days, and grousing with a neighbor the other day about that. And sure enough, later on in the afternoon it rained, and then you said it rained later on in your part of the world.
Oh, it just deluged for a while.
Down in the southern part of the county, so...
I'm just a little north of you, I think.
Yep. And that's the thing, is it rained where you were, didn't rain where I was, but every little bit counts. Here's the greatest news for the people of Bryan that we've had in months. Go ahead.
Are we getting a Limadaline?
Limadaline? No, we're not.
Oh, man.
You can now drive on Briarcrest.
Good news.
Oh, man.
Bet you Aereo Man is ecstatic.
Yeah, I'm sure he's probably delirious now, because that way the cars that are driving with the base turned all the way up and the windows down will have moved faster rather than just kind of getting stopped in the bottleneck of traffic right by his house. So he'll like that situation. But it does. I think they still have to put some paving stones there in the center in the island, but it looks to me like that section of it, at least from 29th Street to the bypass, is in pretty good shape. At least it seemed to be on either there Saturday or Sunday.
But that's outstanding. That is really good news.
But it is. It's excellent news, because that's one of the gateways to the city. That's what the city fathers really want. They want it to look...
purdy.
Yeah, top-notch right there. And, a lot of people stop into that store with the blue awning on it. I forget what it's called. And so, being able to have traffic move in and out of there is a good thing.
The blue awning?
Yeah. So.
The Emporium?
That's the one. Last week, a Colorado town floated the idea of letting its residents buy hunting permits for drones. So last Friday, the FAA decided they needed to respond to that proposal by telling U.S. Americans, please stop thinking about shooting down drones.
Well, why should we stop?
Oh, listen to you. The proposal itself sounds more like a clever way to get your libertarians to donate to the local government budget than a viable way to actually protect the town from any kind of federal drones, because what you do is you buy a permit. Permit costs $25. It allows you to shoot the drones down. The guy behind this, behind the Deer Trail Colorado proposal, who seems to be one of the few people in town taking it seriously, knows that the idea is against the law, but doesn't really care. On CNN, Philip Steele says, is it illegal? Well, of course it is, but it's also illegal to spy on America.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm sorry?
Sorry, that was... Now that I have a splint on my hand, I just sit here silently with my mic on, and that was Candy opening the door telling me to do the news. So, sorry about that.
On CNN, Philip Steele said, is it illegal? Well, of course it is, but it's also illegal to spy on American citizens. If they fly into town, we'll shoot them down. So, there you go. And again, the libertarians are liking that. I mean, this is one for them.
They sell hunting permits?
Just what they want. $25. That's it. And again, could be nothing but a cash grab, but it's all right. Doesn't matter.
Oh, that's just pricelessly funny.
This is a kind of an interesting story. Police in British Columbia are revisiting the case of a man suspected of killing his wife back in the 1960s. Marvin Johnson died while he was more than 90 years old. He remained a suspect for decades when his wife vanished, but he failed to report her missing until she'd been gone for 4 years. I looked up and saw she was gone.
Well, I don't know what happened.
But they reopened the cold case recently and found out this lady, his missing wife, Lucy, had simply left, remarried, and was living under a different name in another town.
Now, no kidding.
Yeah, now police want her to clear his name, even though he's passed away. A little odd.
That's weird.
It is just a little. And again, it seems like all you would have to do is make the request and get it done. But it hasn't been done yet. So we'll see. Also from that part of the world, a guy in Fairbanks, Alaska, called 911 to report his neighbor attacking him. But the police said that 50-year-old Tony Giesen later confessed to framing his neighbor because the two had an argument over property. Turns out that Tony actually punched himself in the face and blame the injury on the other guy.
Oh, man.
Oh, does not say, but gosh, couldn't alcohol have possibly been...
Oh, you know it's got to be.
...be involved in that, so don't know. Okay, Question of the day. Do employees really check in the back? You know how you go in someplace and you're looking for something? And they go, let me go check in the back for the item. Well, they don't pretty much because they're lazy. But also, they probably know what's in the stock area back there anyhow. But to try to be the good customer service person, they go, let me go look. It's kind of like when you go in and say, I'm going to have to ask my manager about that deal. And then they disappear back in the room and, you know, grab a cup of water and sit down for a couple of minutes. And they come back out and say, you know, whatever the answer is. So there you are. There are 6 million parking meters in the United States. 6 million parking meters in the United States. And there are also 13,000 commercial parking facilities. Of course, a parking facility could be 5 spots or, you know, across from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway or the Cotton Bowl. Difference is that the Cotton Bowl gets your tire slashed. Anyway.
Stop it.
It says you're going to do this 34 times today, and that is, see, this is wrong. This is so wrong. I know it is. It says you're going to do this 34 times today, and the answer is, look at your cell phone.
That's more than that.
I know it is. I know it is. Now, there are a lot of people who probably only look at their cell phone 2 or 3 times a day, and we got a lot of other people making up for it.
Oh, without question. Well, anybody under the age of, I'm guessing, 30,
yeah,
it's probably in the neighborhood of 100.
I know. I don't know where they could have gotten this kind of anecdotal evidence, but it's just not right. That's not going to go.
Because you look at yours at least that much. Well, I would think most small business owners do.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have to. I mean, you do. So there's a reboot of the old Carl Sagan Cosmos.
Billions and billions of miles.
Exactly. Coming to Fox and National Geographic Channel. This will be pretty
Who's going
to
host it?
I don't know, but the executive producer is pretty interesting. The executive producer of the reboot of the Carl Sagan Cosmos series. And maybe what it is they're just going to replay it.
Okay.
Seth MacFarlane. Seth MacFarlane. I mean, the guy who brings you... What, Family Guy and American whatever it is, American Father, it's amazing. He's the one who's doing that. Hello.
That cell phone thing is 35 times a minute while driving around me.
Thank you. You're right.
Yes, sir.
That's exactly what we're talking about. It is. It's invariably, if you're driving along, like you're going 75 miles an hour on the bypass and there's somebody going 40.
It's because they're on their phone.
Really. And they're having a conversation, and that's just more important. Which makes you almost as angry as the people who stop in the fire lane, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
Because they just need, they need to be able to do that. They just, and they'll only be in there for, well, a few minutes, so.
Well, the Grocertorium right there on Rock Prairie Road.
Yeah.
You do that there, and that jams traffic up.
Oh, yeah. but it's important.
No, it ain't.
They have to get in there.
Your coffee stop, which happens to also be in that. Yeah. Grocertorium.
Coffee is stop. I like
jacked
that.
Up.
Yeah. You just, but you.
Don't get me started. Don't do it.
Not, just, but you don't. You don't understand.
I do, and you need to be hitting the neck.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
He's just vocalizing the pouty people, Kevin. It's not Scott himself.
No, not at all.
I didn't say Scott needed to be hitting the neck. I'm so important, I'm going to jack up traffic for everybody else, needs to be punched right in the neck.
Aww. All right. But then here's the other one, okay? So, you know, you've always got people who are driving through looking for that parking place. That's two places closer than
right.
the one down the road.
That's, okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So I had one, and this lady wanted this parking place so badly, but there was a shopping cart in it.
Oh.
So she stops in the middle of the parking lot so she can go get the shopping cart out of the way. Does she take it to the rack? No, she just moved it enough to get her car in.
Well, maybe she would just take it to the rack after she's already gotten her car in. That's what I would do because people waiting behind you are going to be more angry if you take the cart all the way to the rack than if you just move it out of the way so you can park and then move the cart. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but it wasn't a cold, slanting rain, so you could have gone 10 spaces down and picked up the cart on the way in and solved it. But,
yeah,
again,
but
that's
why,
my view of the world.
Wow.
Right, you know. But, I mean, wouldn't that make sense? And, again, I know none of us needs more exercise.
Was she on the phone, too? Because
no,
I bet
wasn't.
She was.
No, she wasn't on the phone. I don't think she was
you
on the phone.
You can get exercise without having to just spend as much time as possible in the beating down sun.
Hello?
I'd rather be.
I thought people parking in the fire zones ended when Tom left town.
No. Maybe people who admitted to doing it did, but no, it didn't end. No, it's still out there.
Oh, I didn't know you were talking about a fire zone.
And prevalent. No, that was earlier. We were just talking about just the things that people do in parking lots.
There are benefits to having a motorcycle?
Yeah.
Because I just parked that sucker on the curb.
That's right. Just do that.
I'm out of everybody's way.
That's right. And you're close in,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
And probably in the shade.
Hey, friends. Don't let mosquitoes keep you indoors. This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. The Brazos Valley is too nice a place to stay indoors because of mosquitoes. And mosquitoes aren't just a nuisance. They're a health risk. The proven ABC mosquito misting system automatically sprays insecticide at preset times or on demand and kills mosquitoes in all parts of your yard. For mosquito misting, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
How can you get your kids to open up and talk to you? Find out foolproof strategies in the upcoming fall issue of Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. There are also articles on fun and effective school fundraisers, immunizations, plus a family-friendly fall calendar of events. For information about advertising in this back-to-school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595 or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com. We'll be in the upper 90s today. Low temperature tonight, probably be in the upper 70s. We do have a slight chance of rain, about 20% maybe hanging on today, but it's not even in the forecast for the rest of the week, and we'll get up to 100 by the time we get to Friday. Lows each night will be then in the upper 70s. Right now, we have fairly clear skies out there, and we're looking at 78 degrees.
In Texas, we like everything big, and there's no bigger selection of Texas gifts and Texas home decor than at the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online store for fun Texas stuff. Find apparel, fine bedding, framed flags, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products, plus Texas-themed corporate gifts and office decor. Texas Trading Post is your online superstore for everything Texas. Great gifts at affordable prices. TXTraders.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
There's new research on global warming. The UK Guardian reports that some of the most extreme predictions of global warming are unlikely to materialize, according to new scientific research. The Guardian article claims and admits what most global warming advocates won't. The highest global average temperature was recorded in 1998. Since then, the Earth has not been warming at all. Even as liberals have implemented their cap and tax policies wherever they could to prevent global warming that isn't happening. Now, among the factors the new research cites is the role the oceans play, absorbing excess warmth, almost as if there was a master plan from on high. Of course, even as they acknowledge that something went terribly wrong with their hysterical predictions, these scientists are still warning that over the next few years, temperatures will go up 4 degrees Celsius, causing droughts, storms, and floods. But even these new warnings can't overshadow the facts. Even some of the hardcore environmentalist kooks on the left can no longer ignore the truth. The doom and gloom predictions underpinning the global warming advocates are bogus. Anybody who rejects the latest science is a denier. That's right, you global warming hoax deniers can read it in black and white. You nutcase wacko predictions are unlikely to materialize. Al Gore is wrong, has been wrong, will always be wrong. The consensus reached by global warming scientists was wrong. They were wrong or lying or both as the world turns.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Don's dream of owning a home was crushed. Don became a victim of identity theft. He didn't even know it. His credit ruined. Don couldn't even get a business loan, so he called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock found multiple fraudulent credit applications that identity thieves were trying to open. LifeLock shut them down. They helped Don avoid further disasters. Identity theft is so complex, you simply cannot fight it alone. And that's why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. You can visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and the special 10% discount. Or call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bayinski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit emeraldridgeestates.com today.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Since his election 2 years ago, College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney has heard from supporters of a new aquatic center. That led him to a recent council discussion with school district officials.
It's going to take more than just Carl Mooney to put an auditorium in College Station. It's going to take a solidified effort from a lot of different groups. What are the benefits to the community? Well, some of them are obvious. Hotel occupancy tax. Certainly sales tax revenue would increase also by the result of having an auditorium that is well-planned, well-operated, and probably operated by the school district as we're looking at it now.
An auditorium is among the options the College Station School Board considers to place on a November bond issue. Sometime after October 1st, BTU customers will be paying more. The Bryan City Council was given an update recently from BTU General Manager Gary Miller about the $7 billion cost of building and bringing electricity here from new wind energy farms in West and North Texas.
Whatever our cost we incur, we will pass. And we do exactly the same thing on our fuel rate currently. Whatever our fuel costs are, we take those out, we pass them directly through to the customer. We're calling this a regulatory charge. And it would also include any state and federal fees or penalties or newly imposed fees or penalties. So these are all costs that are mandated by state or federal agencies that we really don't have any control over whatsoever.
Miller says base rates will remain the same. The council had no initial opposition to the recommendation from the BTU board changing billing statements to add a line item showing the customer charge for building the wind farms. Back out on the streets are three Bryan men who were arrested during a 12-hour period last Thursday, who have a combined 63 prior traffic convictions and enforcement actions.
Officers stopped 33-year-old Angel Hernandez for not signaling a right turn. That led to his arrest for not having a valid license. His record indicates 18 priors. 32-year-old Alan McBrewer was arrested for driving with a suspended license after officers noticed he parked in a driveway with the back of his car out in the street. McBrewer has 21 priors. And 28-year-old Paul Sims Jr., who has 24 priors, was arrested on multiple charges. Officer Kelly McKeithen says that includes warrants from past violations.
He had two warrants. One was also for driving while license invalid, and the second one was for an unsafe lane change.
Sims was stopped after driving through a parking lot to avoid a red light at 29th and Villa Maria. He was arrested for driving with an invalid license, giving officers a fake insurance card, and not having two of his four children riding with him in safety seats. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Who will win next year's Republican Party nomination for Texas governor? State Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station says that's been among the topics of conversation in Austin since Greg Abbott made his formal announcement last week.
All speculation now is a runoff and trying to figure out which two will end up in that race. Greg Abbott has done a great job as Attorney General, and you know he obviously has the lead in this race. It'll be interesting to see how Mr. Paulkin does, but you know, $22 million and counting on Abbott's war chest is going to be tough to overcome.
Cassell says he and his staff have also heard from the campaigns for Lieutenant Governor and Attorney General.
And victims of the West Fertilizer plant explosion 3 months ago continue to ask for assistance. Karen Burnson at the West Long-Term Recovery Center says you can make donations by going to their website.
You can click on donations and go to our little Meet the Need tool. We go down, scroll down, and you click on needed items. Anybody can register and see what specific residential needs there are. And when you register and you see, like, perhaps you can fulfill a window air conditioning unit or something like that, right now I think we have 54 needs posted.
Burnson says groups and individuals are also welcome to perform community service projects. Go to our website, WTAW.com, for contact information. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 78 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Think your child ever gets enough sports? Registration for Upward Flag Football and Girls Volleyball has begun for the fall season at Central Baptist Church. Football is for 4-year-olds through 6th grade, and volleyball is for girls 1st through 6th grade. Register your child today for some great fun and start building their confidence and good character. Coach and referee volunteers are also needed. Come join the Upward team. For more information and registration for Upward Flag Football and Volleyball, visit cbcupward.org or call 776-9977.
Normandy Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Normandy Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Normandy Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. Visit normandytractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
The BMW 3 Series is the only car to win Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row. As in, the 3 Series isn't one of a few to do this, it's one of one to do this. No other vehicle has ever done it in the history of Car and Driver. Not Audi, not Mercedes, never, ever, 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 ever. Come see why for yourself. The BMW 3 Series. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hey, gang. The folks at Suddenlink have asked me to tell you a bunch of stuff, but what I have to first do is say thank you so much to Suddenlink. I had my daughter all week last week, and consequently, we were planning to be in the water swimming. If you'll remember the weather, that wasn't going to happen, at least for 2 or 3 of the day. So we're stuck inside. Well, after balloon volleyball and everything else, I dove in and started finding stuff online that they've got all the time, because they've got all those really cool on-demand channels. And right now, switch to Suddenlink. You can bundle and save and get part of that as well. Free access to Suddenlink to go, live local customer service to keep you online all the time. Suddenlink's 30-day money-back, we promise guarantees. Suddenlink Total Home is ready to connect your family and home like never before with TiVo Anyroom, DVRs, TiVo Stream, free HD, Wi-Fi at home, unlimited U.S. long distance, and Suddenlink safeguards, plus tons more. Find out. Do it right now. Call 1-800-915-1866 or check out suddenlink.com. Again, 1-800-915-1866 so you too can Suddenlink and save.
Superior winemaking requires art, science, and Messina Hoff grapes. Join Messina Hoff Winery and Resort this summer in Bryan as we harvest our most bountiful crop to date. For 4 weekends beginning July 12th, the public is invited to pick and stomp grapes and indulge in many other specialty events. Call Messina Hoff at 778-9463 extension 234 to make reservations today. That's 778-WINE extension 234.
Hey friends, don't let mosquitoes keep you indoors. This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. The Brazos Valley is too nice a place to stay indoors because of mosquitoes. And mosquitoes aren't just a nuisance, they're a health risk. The proven ABC mosquito misting system automatically sprays insecticide at preset times or on demand and kills mosquitoes in all parts of your yard. For mosquito misting, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird, go to BrazosBounty.com.
Sunshine and very warm weather in the forecast for this week. High pressure stretches across the Gulf of Mexico and into the eastern part of Texas this morning. All that sun will lead to a high of 95 today. Could see a passing storm, a little bit of a breeze today. Generally clear tonight, a little breezy, 75 overnight. There'll be sunshine tomorrow. It'll be 95 to 100. More sunshine, and we're back up to 95 to 100 during Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's a special moment to be part of the great history of this championship.
That's Lefty talking about the Open. We'll get you caught up with the British Open coming up here in just a little bit. Also, the U.S. soccer team reaches the semifinals in the Gold Cup. Rangers, Astros, Bombers baseball, and the Dallas Cowboys have started training camp. All that and more, we'll cover it for you here in about 12 minutes.
You know, baseball umpires are supposed to be objective.
Okay.
But they have feelings, too. And they like when you spend time with them. A researcher at the University of Florida analyzed umpire calls on over a million pitches that were in or near the strike zone but did not elicit a swing. It turns out that umpires are less likely to call strikes, especially on the inside, when catchers are up to bat. The theory behind this is the close proximity of umpires and catchers throughout the game creates a social pressure or rapport.
Interesting.
Uh-huh, it is. Umpires also appear to bias their calls in favor of older and better batters and pitchers. However, umpires also like to level the playing field. With the size of the strike zone decreasing by as much as 26%, from the most extreme batter's count, that'd be three balls and no strikes, to the most extreme pitcher's count, which would be no balls and two strikes.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's what they say. And there are, well, you know, and baseball can be a tough game to call. There's no doubt from behind the plate.
There's a lot of talk still with them, with the electronics that we have now, doing that and just taking the balls and strikes away from them.
Yeah, and well, again, I kind of like to have the human error thing.
I do too.
In there. Even though sometimes they do just miss it. That's part of watching the sport. You
sure
go,
is.
Oh, well, they blew that one, that's for sure.
And you couldn't yell at blue anymore, and
right.
That's a big part of the
of
fun.
Of course it is. That's how you get out there and kind of enjoy yourself. But the idea, of course, I think the biggest offender of that is the turn at second on a double play. I mean, sometimes those guys don't even get close to the bag, but you know, they're ballet, the ballet of tossing the ball from second to first to get the double play.
Or I know the angriest I've ever been was...
The angriest you've ever been?
In a baseball game.
Oh, okay. All right.
Was a missed call where somebody in the stands caught the ball.
Yeah.
But they said, like, you know, the fan is there holding the ball up in the stand, and the umpire or whatever had said it was the fault of the player. Like he, as if the player had dropped the ball, like he acted like the player had dropped the ball and picked it up, but you could see the fan right behind the player holding the ball up in the air from inside of the stand.
Was this like a church league game, or was it the major leagues, or what was the start?
It was the Cleveland Indians.
Oh, did they have to physically restrain you?
I was watching it. I wasn't
okay.
There.
Okay, hello.
Good morning. Did you see the boxing match where the referee got to count nine and called the boxer out?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was on TV, and he holds up nine fingers and says, you're out.
My, okay, thanks. Now, you know, it's interesting because they usually have a second on the floor on the side of the ring who is counting along to make sure that the count is accurate and done properly. Huh. It's the world of sports.
Interesting.
Yeah, what can you say? Okay. So let me see, Kat, I'm going to, I know this is probably a terrible thing to say, but you probably cook more than, well, I don't know, but you may not cook more than Kevin or I do, but anyway, we had a baking question, so I thought I'd ask.
Sure.
You. Okay.
I'll give
right.
it a try.
Okay.
I don't know everything. But.
Well, so in cookbooks, you'll find recipes that say, cover with aluminum foil, shiny side down.
Mm-hmm.
And some cooks believe that it makes a difference which side is up or which side is down. Does it?
I don't think it technically does, but I know that I prefer the dull side needs to be towards the food. Or if you're cooking in a campfire.
That'd be shiny side down.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. If you're cooking for, I know that if you're cooking over a fire, you want the dull side, you put butter on the dull side to put your food on the dull side and wrap it up to where it's the shiny side outwards. So that's how I tend to do it.
Okay.
I don't know if.
Does it matter?
I don't think it does, but I'm not going to take chances.
You're doing it from a baking aesthetic baking standpoint. First of all, the folks at Reynolds Aluminum say that actually the reason that there is a dull side and a shiny side is simply a result of the process.
Okay. It's well, that makes me feel better.
Yeah. It also just comes out that way. They claim there is no significant difference which side you use when you cook or freeze or refrigerate food. Secondly, the chefs at America's Test Kitchens did three tests where they cooked baked potatoes in foil. They cooked mashed potatoes in a pan covered with foil, and they heated water in a container covered with foil, all in a conventional oven. They did each test twice, and the one with the shiny side facing out and one with the shiny side facing in, and there was no difference.
Yep.
So no matter what the process was, no difference.
Well, and I'll tell you what else. You don't really have that much of a choice, because think about how it's on the roll. It comes off shiny side up.
Oh, my God, you'd have to turn it over, and oh, and I saw that it'd be, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I wasn't taking the Lord's name in vain and blowing all my air out like an obnoxious poot. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
What a mess.
So, anyway, I know you were off last week, Kevin, but did you take the opportunity to watch Sharknado?
No, I missed Sharknado.
Not once, but twice?
Yes.
You missed Sharknado twice?
Yes, I'm afraid I couldn't make that happen.
Well, there's no excuse. I'm just telling you. Sharknado, how to do the second time? Well, Overnight Nielsen showed that about 1.9 million viewers last Thursday.
Really?
A 30% increase from the first showing.
Wow.
For Sharknado.
Maybe I should check out Sharknado.
Maybe not, really. I mean, really? Really? But anyway, then they're probably going to do a Sharknado 2. So thank heavens for that. But while we're on the subject for ratings, Disney's premiere of Teen Beach Movie did much better. 8.4 million viewers on Friday night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but it's the mouse. I mean, there's no denying the mouse.
Yeah, you can't don't mess with the mouse.
Okay, you'll love this. Our tax dollars at work. The Department of Agriculture, that's the USDA, has awarded a $149,074 grant to study food shopping patterns by tracking drivers through their GPS. According to the grant proposal, the overall goal of the proposed project is to examine the drivers of food shopping patterns, behaviors, and food purchasing choices within the food activity space among adolescents and their parents. The food activity space? Some of the families involved in the study will be given GPS data recorders so researchers can conduct a, quote, objective measure of the food environment.
Huh.
Here's my question. The grant is $149,074. What did they need the $74 for?
That's a really great question, and not one that I can answer.
Yeah.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry. You can call Ed Phillips Plumbing 24/7 at 731-1500. That's 731-1500. You can also visit them online at ed-phillips-plumbing.com.
July is firecracker hot, but the specials at Rattlers are even hotter, and they're good all month long. Grab any roller grill item like hot dogs, sausages, and tornadoes, 2 for $1. Wash it down with any size flavored fountain drink, only 79 cents. When the workday's done, be sure to pick up a 12-pack of any of the family of beers from Bud, Miller, and Coors for only $10.99. Rattlers, where it's July hot all the time. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Bombers Baseball, your minor league experience right here in the Brazos Valley. Fireworks, bobbleheads, a huge inflatable kid zone, cotton candy, Thirsty Thursday, turkey legs, on-field entertainment, live music. Kids get to run the bases every night. The world-famous Smitty Burger and so much more. Start your minor league experience today at American Momentum Bank Ballpark and online at bvbombers.com. Tickets start at just $5. Bombers Baseball, brought to you by American Momentum Bank, Brazos Bingo, Jones & Low Agency, and Sterling Auto Group.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at BCSTirePros.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
According to author Neil Postman, every technology is both a burden and a blessing. And this is certainly true where social networking is concerned, especially when it comes to building a strong and lasting marriage. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. There are some common pitfalls married couples ought to be mindful of if they're going to be involved with social media. And when it comes to online friends of the opposite sex, for example, it's wise to keep a close eye on your own behavior and attitudes. It's even good for spouses to draw up a list of appropriate boundaries and agree to abide by them. The best way to keep technology from interfering with your marriage is to prevent problems from developing in the first place. But technology can help couples enhance their marriage as well. On Facebook, husbands and wives can post photos and simple messages that celebrate their relationship and their lives together. Couples can use social media to maintain a healthy connection during the workday or while a spouse is traveling. It's also a helpful way to network with other couples, discover common interests with friends, and plan get-togethers. And that's important because marriages are always strengthened when they're plugged into a strong marriage-affirming community. When it comes to marriage, cell phones, iPads, and websites like Facebook and Twitter can be either dangerous or enriching. The difference is whether or not they're used with wisdom and discernment. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise. And when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans has helped hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing. Financing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:54. Phil Mickelson is celebrating his fifth major championship and first British Open title after firing what he called the best competitive round of golf in his career.
It's a special moment to be part of the great history of this championship. It's a great accomplishment for us as a team and for me in my career to win this championship that has been the biggest challenge. This has been the biggest challenge for me to overcome and capture this championship, this trophy.
Lefty closed out the tournament with a low 5-under 66, including birdies on four of the last six holes, to mount a successful charge and win the claret jug two shots clear of Henrik Stenson. In baseball, G.R. Hensley's grand slam lifted the Bombers past the Woodlands 14-2. In Major League Baseball, the O's swept the Rangers 4-2, and Matt Winters had two hits, scored twice, and helped the Orioles move to a season-high 13 games over 500. Chris Tillman gave up two runs and six hits while striking out seven. Here's Rangers skipper Ron Washington.
Very uncharacteristic baseball. Plays that we usually take pride in making, we just haven't made them. And sometimes the game finds you in that position. But we're going to keep grinding.
And it was even worse for the Astros.
Franklin with a swing and a well-hit ball. Deep to right field, down the line. Goodbye, baseball. A grand slam home run for Nick Franklin.
The Mariners rolled past the Astros 12-5 yesterday for their season-best sixth straight victory. Here's Bo Porter's take on the big loss.
A double play that's not made, that's not turned. And instead of it being two outs and nobody on base, it's first and second and nobody out. And again, the inning continues to snowball, and you look up at the end of the inning, it's seven runs.
From struggling in baseball to surging in soccer, the U.S. soccer program has reached the semifinals for the Gold Cup by demolishing El Salvador 5-1 in nine straight international wins for the American team. The Americans are headed to Arlington, Texas for Wednesday's Gold Cup semifinals match against Honduras, who beat Costa Rica yesterday 1-0. On now to the training camps, the director of Jerry World thinks the Cowboys are ready.
We like our team. We like our coaching staff. We have, and I have, great confidence in our head coach and direction of the team. The facts are it's just time to get going, and it's time to be doing the things that, at the end of the day, what has to count, and that is being as good a shape to open up with the Giants as we can be.
And speaking of being in good shape, Tony Romo had back surgery over the break and got a $108 million contract to become the highest paid Dallas Cowboy ever.
I used to throw for 345 days a year because I always just felt like you couldn't duplicate those days you missed. You know, every day you missed, I felt like I needed seven straight days to get that day back. And so I don't know that you can ever get that back. Saying that, I did everything I could to get myself ready to go and to help this football team take the next step.
Romo was waiting in California when the Dallas Cowboys arrived for training camp yesterday. He finally returned for the first training camp practice Sunday after, quote, uniquely running mountains on the West Coast. Signed a six-year, $108 million contract after back surgery for a cyst. Defensive lineman Tyrone Crawford, however, may be out for the rest of the season after tearing his Achilles tendon in training camp on the first day. The team is awaiting the MRI results. And finally, Chris Froome won the 100th Tour de France on Sunday and immediately vowed that his victory wouldn't be stripped for doping as Lance Armstrong's were. This is one, quote, this is one yellow jersey that will stand the test of time, end quote. Now, none of the 100th edition podium finishers, Chris Froome, Nairo Quintana, and Joaquin Rodriguez, have ever failed a drug test or been directly implicated in any of cycling's doping scandals, which is quite a nice change of pace. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The summer is heating up, and what better way to beat the heat?